T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
If you were a Richard, would you go by Dick?
No.
If you were, you wouldn't.
I'd go by Ricky.
Ricky, Boys in the Hood.
That's right.
Well, what would you go
Ricky
with?
Ricky did get shot in the back, didn't he?
He got shot dead in the back, man. He's trying to do right, too. Ricky. Got shot dead. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Best is when Cuba, and then after he get run into them cops with Nia, punch in the air.
Furious. Furious was great. Hey, what about you? What about you? Would you go by Dick if your name was Richard?
Nah, I don't think so.
I think
Ricky, dog.
Man. You don't know. Ricky's not an option, show. Quit taking
it.
No, it's not. You got two. I'm giving them to you. No, Richard or Dick?
No. Richard. I'd go by Rich before I get to Richard or Dick.
What do you think about Chris? I mean, he's got kind of a unique look. You think he'd be a better Richard or a better Dick? I mean, what do you think, man? I know we're doing radio.
He'd be a better Richard, but it would be something else if he walked in here and he. Yeah, my name,
I mean, thick.
Dick Santiago.
It'd be great. Thick. I mean, some curly brown hair, dark brown hair.
It's like 2016 Clay Thompson.
No question. Clay Thompson lets it go. He just edges it up for about 6 months. That's what we're doing with Dick Santiago. Dick Santiago in the building with that baritone. Hey, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Baritone, that deep boy. Oh, come on. Yeah. There it is. Now y'all know when we call Chris Dick from now on. That's it. I don't know. I'd probably go by Dick.
You wouldn't.
I think I would.
There's no way. You are making this up.
I'm just
bro.
Telling you. I think I would.
You would not go by Dick.
I think I'd go ahead and take the. I'd go ahead and take the joke out of.
Like
it.
I think especially our age, even though you are a little older. Like I feel like for ladies that would be a deal breaker.
No, I think it'd be an icebreaker, like, not a deal breaker.
Like God, honest, I don't think Lo marries you if you're Dick Sterner. Like if you introduce yourself as Dick, like I don't think she goes through.
My high school coach, Dick Olin, he's a legend. He married Martha. She's beautiful.
I know.
I don't know why the hell she's obviously salt of the earth. I don't know why the hell she puts over him.
There were a lot of people going by that at that time. Right now, if whenever it was you first met Lo and you on it and y'all or whatever she and y'all introduced yourself, Dick. Nah.
You don't think is it?
No.
I'll have to
any
ask
of our lady listeners, Trailer Will and Frame text line 713-572-462. Any guys next to your wife, ask them.
If your name was Dick,
if they'd be with
you. I'm about to ask my girlfriend right now.
You don't think
Courtney, you're listening. If my name was Dick Hughley, would you stay in it? Don't think
so. Well, I don't know why it's so funny. When you put it with somebody's last name, one of our last names, like Dick Santiago is the only one that I think just rolls off the. That is good, man. Like that's got real legs right there. Legs, yeah. I don't think Dick Hughley or Dick Sterner has much.
Yeah,
I don't think that's going to gain much momentum there. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's nonetheless. I think Dick Butkus probably had a little success in his time with the ladies
at that time.
How many times has Dick been married? At least 3-4 times.
If you slip. Dick Butkus into today. I had to say his last name when I said that. You slip him in there to today with a 30-year-old lady. Lo was under 30 when y'all started dating, right?
Yeah.
Under 30.
Yeah.
You slipping in there, hi, my name's Dick Butkus. Like Lowe's, like I just can't do that. I just don't think I can go there.
That's a safe point. It is an older name, and she's a younger lady, so she may not roll with that. We'll have to. I wish she was listening. She's got the baby doing some swimming lessons, so she's probably not in a real good position to be having this conversation. Ooh, yeah. But look, I said this earlier, man. Patino and Prime, man. Rick Patino, he just took the job at St. John's University, and his opening comments, I guess, in his introductory press conference, it's getting a lot of smoke around the sports talk world, if you will, and it's pretty harsh, very comparable to some of the Deion Sanders audio that went viral when he told the Colorado Buffaloes the first time he talked to him, a bunch of y'all might want to jump in the transfer portal, and I think that drew a lot of pushback. And I'm gonna tell you, I love their approach. And I'll give you. Here's Rick Pitino in his introductory press conference when asked. Well, hell, you'll hear the question. Here's Rick Pitino.
What is your message to these current St. John's players as you will bring in others to try to build this team that can contend?
Well, the one thing I want to be honest with it, that a lot of players probably won't be back on this team because they're probably not a good fit for me. With me, it's. I mean, I think my players love playing for me. Even from Mark Jackson and Patrick Ewing and Charles Oakley, I spoke with Oak last night. They love playing for me with the Knicks. But it takes a certain type of basketball player to want to play for me. He's got to be a total over-the-top in love with the game of basketball. And if you're not, it's just a bad fit with me. It doesn't work. So there'll be a lot of players that will move on to, I hope, greener pastures. Joel's the type of person that I want to build around, and that's why I asked him to come today. I have to meet some of the other young men, but there'll be other guys that don't fit. It'll be a round peg in a square hole, and it won't work.
First of all, let me tell you, where do you think Rick's from? I mean, Rick went with players. He went with pho. He went with wit. He went with over.
New York, I believe.
He said,
it's a strong Staten Island to me.
Pastures, when you're talking about pastures, and some of you. I mean, I love it. I don't know where the hell he's from, but I absolutely love it.
It's got to be New York.
But look, I think a lot of people are pushing back on how harsh Rick's opening words were to college level athletes. And look, I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I absolutely love it, and I love it for the players. Because here's what happens when a coach gets fired and another coach gets hired. The guys that are currently there that can play, yeah, that coach buys into them a little bit. The other two-thirds of a roster, that coach is doing everything they can to run you off. He's going to recruit a class of guys, and those guys are going to move above the current freshmen, sophomores, and juniors that somebody else recruited. And now those players that are kind of caught in between, you're not starting, you're not a superstar, and you're not one of the new coach's guys, all you are is a placeholder for that new coach. You spend a year, you spend 2 years trying to prove to this new coach, like, I'm your guy, coach, give me a shot, man, I can do what you want me to do. And in reality, this coach is doing everything he can to replace you.
I feel like you've seen this with experience.
Look, I was fortunate enough to be on the front end of a coaching change where I was the starting quarterback, right? I was the starting quarterback. I had 2 years left. So when I came in, I was one of the guys that the head coach said, I need you.
Because you went from two totally different type of coaches.
Yes. I'm schematically personality, schematically, we went, but like I was one of the guys that was like, boy, he had to have me because he couldn't recruit a quarterback to play right away. But anybody that he recruited in that first year he was there, they moved. And I know football is a little different than basketball, but basketball, it affects fewer guys, but it affects a bigger percentage of the team. Like anybody that he recruited, like this, I'll tell you this, the redshirt freshman, true freshmen, redshirt freshmen, and sophomores that were below me. I was a junior when the new head coach came in. All of those guys, like he was, that weren't playing and weren't starting, because some of them were, but they were like, he was trying to recruit guys And when he found the right recruit, they jumped right ahead of everybody. It didn't matter. When you were that coach's guys, you were going to get the benefit of the doubt. In college basketball, I think it's probably even more significant. It's even more obvious that if you're not a game-changing, lock, stock, and barrel, starting difference maker at the college, at the D1 college level, Rick Pitino's trying to replace your ass. And I think the way of doing things for most coaches is to come in there and go, oh, yeah, man, I'm with these guys. They're going to love me. We're going to get them motivated. We're going to do this. And in reality, behind the scenes, you ain't good enough to play for that dude. He don't want you. You're not a good fit.
Or he has somebody else in mind that he wants to play in.
Absolutely. And if he don't, he's looking every day to find somebody, right? And so the players spend and waste, ultimately, a year or 2 years of the five that they have in college trying to please a coach that you ain't never going to please. Even if you're a good player, if he don't think you fit, or if for whatever reason y'all don't jive, and if he's worth a damn, which Rick Pitino obviously is, he's going to go out there and recruit a guy that's comparable to you talent-wise, and that guy's going to be one of his players, and he's going to play over you. And so, all the outrage, like if I'm sitting there, and I'm in an organization that's losing ball games, and Deion Sanders walks in and goes, hey, man, y'all might want to jump in that transfer portal. You know who you are. If you're a guy that coaching staff that just left has no problem going, yeah, you got about half his team right here. They don't know how to work, man. The other half, they're flunking. They don't know how to go to school. They don't know how to take school serious. The other half can't play. They ain't very good, right? You know who you are. You know exactly who he's talking to. I would rather a coach walk in and go, get in the transfer portal, you can't play for me, than to sit there and lie to my face and have me busting my ass to make him happy when I could be doing it for somebody else that actually wants me to play for him.
From the Trailer Wool and Frame text line, fully disagree with you. You get a scholarship to college for athletics. Your scholarship is to the school. It is not to the coach. It is up to the coach to work around the players that are already there.
I disagree, because them players have the opportunity to leave as well. So those days are over, man. I'm less about. It's first
overall,
of all,
it's just the honesty thing. Like if you're not, like if you look at the kid and you're Rick Pitino, especially in basketball, you already have in mind, like, transfer portal, who I'm going to try to bring in, what I have. You don't fit this look.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'd rather you be honest than to me to just sit on the bench and not go somewhere else where I can potentially, you know, shine a bit.
No question. They're year-to-year contracts anyway in college, man. I mean, forget about that. And I'm not opposed. I heard somebody, I think it was Seth Greenberg maybe this morning, mm-hmm. I heard him pose, like, hey, man, actually, it was Jay Will. It was Jay Will. Jay Will said, if you don't want them on your squad, that's fine, but give them their scholarship and let them finish school there. Okay. I don't care how you handle it. I'm just telling you, me as a former player, I greatly appreciate a man that walks in a room and goes, you can't play for me. You got 3 years of eligibility left. You might want to move on. Versus telling me, oh, yeah, just get your grades right, man. Hang in there, man. Do this. Get in the weight room. Play this style of ball. Work on this. Knowing all full well, I never had a chance to play for you. I don't care how else you handle it. I mean, look, if you want to look at it like, oh boy, it's a perfect world and coaches never leave and the dynamic on a team, football, baseball, basketball, track, whatever it is, it's always hunky dory for every player. But boy, the coach committed and the player committed to 4 years, so you got to stay. Like, you want to live in that world? Fine. College sports is not college sports anymore. That's not the world. And it sounds good. It sounds good in the text. But that's not the world that anybody in college athletics is living in. Is, boy, we made a 4-year, really it's a 5-year for being honest, a 5-year handshake. That's not college athletics anymore. You might as well come to grips with it. Red 22. So I'm concerned with technology. And I know I'm half-heartedly joking here, but I'm not talking about like technology with kids and stuff like that and how dangerous it is. I'm talking about I guess I am in a roundabout way. This phone's listening to us. Y'all believe it? Phone's listening?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you. I'm me and the wife, we talk a lot about flipping houses. We talk a lot about, you know, doing certain things in a man cave or not doing things together. I'm talking about like renovating, right? So we're having a conversation this morning, and very, very specific conversation about our laundry. Our laundry room is bigger than a couple of bedrooms in our house. Like it's I don't know who designed this house. There's a couple of weird things inside. Like our laundry room is huge, right? So we're trying to decide whether to move it and use that room for something else. And anyway, my Instagram reels is like literally littered with laundry room. Like renovations.
And you ain't looked it up at all. You just talked about it.
No, I've never looked at on Instagram. I've never searched for laundry room renovations. It's all through there, right? So I'm like, okay, they're listening to our conversations. I'm cool with that. I felt like that because, I mean, I know more. The first time Lauren and I talked about, she told me she was pregnant. All of a sudden, I started getting baby stuff, like baby videos, you know, kind of deal. Okay. They've gone a little too far for me right now. I'm getting concerned. I have not had this conversation with anybody. In my mind, I've thought about adding a entryway to my attic in my garage.
That's happened to me before. I don't say anything. I don't say a word. Like, I'll be thinking about food.
Oh, you think you'd have just thought it? You ain't.
I've
even
never
said it
to anybody. I've thought it to myself this when I'm working out. I've thought like, man,
this is a coincidence.
You think it's just a coincidence? This morning,
you didn't thought it through. You
this
just
morning,
thought it. It's taking your thoughts now.
Three.
It's happened to me before. Three, I'm not going to lie.
Three. Yeah. Both of your sitting there just nodding your head. Yeah. Yes.
I look at a lot of home renovation stuff. I've never seen one video of a ladder into an attic. Never. Not one.
I think this is getting away from me. I'm going to think up something I'm going to think up something right now. I'm going to put the phone right up to my head. And I'm going to see if.
Hey, that damn phone's going to blow up. You leave it up there too long.
All right. I done just thought of something. I ain't going to say it out loud. I'm going to see if it'll start showing up on my feeds. And if it does, I'll get with you. No, but man, that's a coincidence.
I'm just telling
you. All right, we got to get into it. Clint's got a big, big night coming up. You less than 2 hours away from this, or about 2 hours away from this thing.
Pig! Sue it!
We'll discuss this coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
All right, this is starting to get ridiculous. On the Trailer Will and Frame text line, if you're just jumping in, Clint and then Old Quiet Storm, Chris, a.k.a. Dick Santiago, slides
yes,
in.
Yes, that sounds so good.
I have an update on that. My girlfriend says she'll call me Richard. She didn't even know what, you know, we were talking about this. I was just like, hey, would you call me Dick? She's like, no, I'd call you Richard.
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't, she, it wouldn't fly. It, would you insist? Like, I would, if I were you, I'd play hardball and just wouldn't answer until you call me what I'm asking you to call me. I want to be called Dick. But these two, Clinton and Santiago, I get the point where you said you were having conversations and then bam, ads start popping up. Okay, I get that. A lot of people on the Trailer Will and Frame text line agreed. Yeah. Oh, it happens all the time. My friend, just right now, my friend was talking divorce, and then next thing you know, all these ads for divorce started filling up. All these attorney ads. I get that. But y'all took it too far. And now y'all got people agreeing with you. Talking about, the both of you agree. Y'all just be sitting there in thought about something. Don't even say it out loud. In thought about something, and now it just starts popping up on your ass.
I'm just here to tell you, show. I mean, has anybody ever seen a damn Instagram ad for a space age ladder for an attic entry? Never seen it.
From the text line, Clint is right. I've had it happen to me a few times. I would be thinking of something, and then I would get ads or see videos about it.
I'm telling you,
it's not.
It's happened to me. I thought about food. I think I was thinking about Wingstop.
And just
Wingstop.
Do you go to Wingstop?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Maybe that could be a thing. Like right now, I've checked all my stuff. I put the phone up right to my brain. I was thinking.
Did you all of a sudden get a bunch of poop emojis or something on your
Instagram? No, I started thinking about Miami vacations. That's what I was thinking of.
That's what you got?
I was thinking of Miami vacations.
Open your Instagram.
I'm looking at it.
Open them reels right there.
Nothing. Same thing that's always on here. Same thing.
Which is what?
Just stuff. But I mean, it's
what kind of stuff?
Just stuff.
just stuff on here. No. Y'all, like Tyler, our trusty producers, he was listening. I think I agree with you. As he said, Clinton, Chris ain't thinking of something that's showing up in ads. Most likely they're half asleep or half drunk or both while Googling their heart's deepest desires. It's tequila. That's probably where it happened. You probably
got off in that tequila.
Probably half sleep, half drunk. You probably half sleep and thinking about, like, you can't eat at Wingstop 2-3 times a month. And then all of a sudden say, hey, dog, I was just thinking about Wingstop. That stuff just popped on. Now listen. You want to say the phone, like they're listening. I can get with that. Ain't nobody going into your brains.
I'm just telling you. I mean, a ladder, which is really cool. I'm looking into buying one, by the way.
Oh, let's see how many times it comes up now. You just said that.
I stared at it. I even recorded the damn screen to make sure I didn't forget the name of it.
Somebody said, turn off your access to the microphone. I agree. I get ads for thoughts. I mean, no, you don't. Ads for thoughts. It cannot be things that you always purchase or go to. If you shop at Target a lot, oh, my God, this ad just came up for Target. I just thought of Target. Just thought to myself, ooh, I need to go get some loofahs from Target. And Target comes up.
Bam, loofahs everywhere. I'm just telling you, man. It's a scary day we're living in, man. Scary day we're living in.
All right. I guess it's more of y'all out here who think up things and then they show up. Y'all out here getting y'all just getting away from yourselves. I'll tell you that. What's a little update here on Yordan Alvarez. Yordan Alvarez, he's back. He's gonna hit today. Their game starts at 5:00, and he is leading off and playing in left field, Clint. And this is from Dusty. The plan is for Yordan Alvarez to play 5 innings and or take 3 at-bats. Dusty Baker said he probably won't play in the Major League Grapefruit League game tomorrow, but could see some at-bats in minor league game on the backfields. So they're going to try to let him go at least 3 at-bats. Three at bats today, like we said, and he's playing in the field.
Show this is
that's the big part.
The big news here is that he's, you know, he's obviously had a couple of hitting sessions. He's obviously worked behind the scenes, and the reports are a clear bill of health at this point in time. And they feel good enough about not only getting him at bats, but they're going to get him as many bats as they can in a couple of innings, and they're going to play him in the outfield. And so I think the biggest statement here is that if there were any concern about Jordan's hand, you would imagine that there would be just a DH here, or he wouldn't be playing at all, obviously. So, I just love the statement of the big fella appears to be healthy, and they're pretty confident about it.
Yeah, that's the big part, like the hand in the outfield. I would have thought for sure, Clint, okay, he's back, but he's going to DH. We're going to take it slow. Now, they want 3 at-bats, 5 innings, and they want him in the outfield. In the outfield. Hell, I think he's going to load him up and just play him every day. So I want to see. Get it. No, but the big
get
thing
him ready.
Is get him ready. That's what it does seem like. That's what they're trying to do. It seems like they are ramping him up to get him ready. To get him ready. And if he's been pain free the whole way, that's because they're going to need him. They're going to need him. Like they're going to need him to be ready March 30th and that first part, because I mean they already got a lot of injuries.
Well, here's the thing: the ramp up, if it is a ramp up, which I agree with you, just getting as much real baseball time as they can between now and the 30th. I mean, they got a week to do it. But the thing is there's with a hand injury. Surely there's been a ton of work that he's been able to do that wouldn't be considered rehab, but it would be considered ramping up. And so hopefully he can, assuming he can stay healthy a week and what is it, 4 ball games they got left in spring training. Hopefully that's including today, by the way, that there's 4 ball games. That's enough to make sure he's available for opening day.
Yeah. All right. For the text line, it's weird. I'm telling you, it's happened. It just happened to be Tuesday. You're right, Clint. I was driving. But what were you thinking? Man, this thing coming into y'all brains, boy. Yeah, man, I'm telling y'all, man. Yes, I thought it up. Miami vacations. I'm saying it. Miami vacations. I want to see something come up. I've been thinking something.
I guarantee you that Instagram. If you don't have a bunch of bug viruses or something in there from all the other stuff you've been looking at, I guarantee you that there's Miami vacations.
I don't get them on my phone.
There'll be Miami vacations in there, no doubt. Miami.
You're about to get a flight ad saying, oh, fly from Houston to Miami for like $250.
Well, maybe now. Maybe I booked one. Maybe there's been a flight booked. I am going to Miami. Never been there. Going in May.
Oh, nice.
Never been to Miami.
How many days you going?
Yeah, me and the wife come down there, you know. A little weekend trip.
Oh, y'all doing a weekend trip?
A weekend trip. She's doing a little work. I'm gonna meet her out there.
Oh, you gonna
No kids.
Did you get a good deal?
I don't know. I don't know if Courtney did. Courtney went ahead and sliced and diced that up real quick.
Are you excited about it?
I'm excited, man.
Yeah.
I've never been there. It's a good time. Your South Beach ain't a bad time. I'm sure you've been there.
Yeah, I've had a time or two. That's where I found myself standing there with Junior Seau, Dennis Rodman, and then that
Just shut up, man.
What's the dude that wore the?
Are you kidding me?
The wedding dress.
That's Dennis Rodman.
No. The one he used to hang out with.
Ricky
all the
Williams.
Time. No. The one Dennis Rodman used to hang out with all the time.
I don't got too many other wedding dress wears.
This is one of the famous what am I looking for? Trying to be politically correct.
I don't know what you're looking for. I'm trying to help you. Let's go to break and then we'll think about it. But I just really don't like. I'm telling you, I'm going to go to Miami first time you roll out. I'll never forget me.
You said
there.
It. You said I'm sure you've been there. I just told you. I looked up and I was
with Junior Seau
inside the
Dennis
red velvet
Rodman.
Ropes. I'm just telling you.
What are you? All right, man. Yes, I know. You've had.
You said it.
You've done better things than I've done.
Hey, Rob Doster next.
I cling to Spring Break 06, and you were in a damn Miami in a red velvet robe with Junior
White leather
Seau.
Couch.
I hate your guts. Coming up, Rob Doster, who is a UConn fan, and he's going to face Clint's Razorbacks tonight. You know who I'm pulling for? Arkansas. We'll discuss that with him.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome on back into The Drive. As tonight, the NCAA tournament gets going back up. And A lot of games tonight. The big one, I think, most people around the country are looking at is UCLA Gonzaga.
No, you're going to start that over? The big one most people paying attention to, which one?
Just let me finish. Damn.
Hey, don't lie, though. Don't lie to people. Arkansas, UConn.
I'm not lying to people. The game that Rob will tell us, the game that most people around the country are looking at, UCLA and Gonzaga, the late one in Vegas. But the one that that is most...
Pig! Sue it! My bad. Just ignore me, man. Go on, do your show.
Most thought about on this show is the early matchup in Vegas between Arkansas and Connecticut. And Rob Dowster, college basketball analyst and insider for Field of 68, joins us. Hell, if I know what I'm doing. There you go,
there
Rob.
There he is.
Rob, appreciate you jumping on with us. And he's gonna annoy you. He has been – I'm a Kansas fan, so ever since Monday it's been – pretty much hell for me dealing with him in this Arkansas love. But a big one for him tonight. How do you feel his Razorbacks are going to fare tonight against Connecticut?
Do you want the answer from my head or the answer from my heart? What are we starting with here?
I like the answer from your heart. That's what I want to hear.
The answer from my heart is they're going to get those butts whooped. That's what's going to happen. Now, here's the problem. Arkansas took advantage of a team last round, whose coach was not there, whose point guard was injured, who basically goes 5 deep. And now they're going to go up against a team who has their coach, who has their point guard, and who goes 9 deep. They can't handle the physicality of UConn. They can't handle the size of UConn. Clint, you're going to learn a thing or two about a young man named Donovan Klingon. They call him Kling Kong, okay? He is a monster. He's the next star of college basketball. If he comes back next season, he will be an All-American. Calling my shot there right now. So I feel very good about UConn. Now, for my head, it's a terrifying matchup, okay? Nobody is better in college basketball. There's not a single coach that is better at finding a mismatch and just attacking that mismatch. Musk has a very NBA mindset when it comes to that. Like, he'll run the same play over and over and over and over and over again if it works. And I think that he's going to find something. There's going to be something there. The question is going to be, are UConn's dudes good enough to stop it? That's what the game is going to come down to. Whatever the mismatch is that Must find, can UConn's guys stop it? So that's what's scary to me. There is no more talented team in college basketball right now than Arkansas. They got two lottery picks, an all-SEC player in Devo Davis. They got another guy in Ricky Council that's going to play in the NBA. Like, that is a very, very, very good team.
Hey, Rob, real quick, just on Arkansas across the board. I mean, this is not your typical Arkansas team simply because of what you just mentioned. Two lottery picks. I can't tell you the last time or if that's ever happened at Arkansas. They got a handful of McDonald's All-Americans, and they've got a nice mix of upperclassmen, experienced guys. Just talking about Arkansas's chances to make the run, do you think they match up well with anybody left, or do you think they're going to be playing uphill tonight and the rest of the way?
I think they match up well with everybody left. I mean, that's the thing, is that this was a team coming into the season that we were like, hey, that could be a top-five team. Before Trevon Brazil got hurt, we were like, that could be the best team in the country. And then Nick Smith got hurt, and he was down for a little bit, and they were starting to figure some things out, and they kind of went through some loves trying to figure out what their rotations would be. Like, are they going to play big? Do they want to play small? How are they going to match up with people? But that, I mean, you got two – I'm going to keep going back to this. Man, you got two lottery picks on that roster. You got four guys that are going to play in the NBA. You know, the one concern that I would have with them is that we saw when Tennessee played Duke last round, right, we saw what happens when you get these veterans, these old guys, these physical dudes that are 23 and 24 with that COVID year that are going to go out there and kind of just beat you up, beat the young guys up. Nick Smith is 19. Right, there's a huge difference between a 24-year-old and a 19-year-old. How are they going to handle that physicality? That's my big question with them long term. But when it comes to talent, man, they could beat anybody.
Yeah, they can. Rob Dowster here with us, college basketball analyst. You can catch him on as an insider at Field of 68. That's one matchup. The other matchup in the West, I believe, is the one that most people are really intrigued by. When you look at what's happened, man, there's just not a lot of real traditional powers left. Gonzaga and UCLA, this game seems to be the one that a lot of people are interested in. This is going to be interesting with the two different styles in this game. How do you see that one going?
It's all going to come down to whether or not UCLA can control tempo. Mm-hmm. UCLA wants to play slow. They want to play a 60-possession game. They want to play a game that's 65 points or less. Gonzaga wants to play a game in the 8. They want to get up and down. They want to run. They want to play at a certain pace. The question is going to be, can UCLA slow things down? Like, they're just so injured, man. Before Jalen Clark tore his Achilles and before Adeem Bona hurt his shoulder, like, I thought that team had a chance to legitimately go out and win a national title. I mean, you got Mick Cronin. You got a veteran point guard that's been through wars. You got an All-American in Jaime Jaquez. But you lose your best defender. You lose your best rebounder. You lose your two best athletes. It just kind of limits what your ceiling can be. So I think Gonzaga ends up winning this game. And I'll tell you this. I'm looking at the crowd right now as it's heading in. There is a lot of red, a lot of people that probably think a little bit like Clint here, and then there's a lot of Gonzaga fans. I don't see much UCLA, and I don't see much UConn yet.
Wait. You're out there in Vegas, big dog?
I am out here in Vegas right now.
Hey, come on now. Hey, don't let them Hog fans scare you before that game gets cranking. Now, just join the crowd, man.
They're a little intimidating. They're starting to do that chant. I don't know what do you call it?
They're calling the Hogs.
Yeah, they're starting to do it a little bit.
Pig, Sue, come on, join in, baby. It ain't hard.
Hey, if they get mad at me, I'm just going to say I know Clint Sterner. That's the way to get out of it.
Hey, that's it.
Any trouble?
They're going to love or hate you. It's either going to get you out. It's going to get you out of jail or get you under the jail. One of the two. If they remember that fumble, hey, good luck, baby. But you get you a good one. Hey, there's two more games, man. Let's hit those real quick before we get you out of here. I know you're busy. Tennessee and Florida Atlantic. You mentioned Tennessee playing that bully ball earlier. I would imagine that they're going to be able to do that against Florida Atlantic as well. What's your thoughts there?
I think Florida Atlantic wins.
Oh, okay.
I think they do. I think we're underrating them because people don't appreciate how good Conference USA is. How about this? Conference USA has two teams in the NIT semifinals. They had a team that went out and won the CBI, all right? And there's more talent in that league than people realize. And then I also think, like, look, I've been saying all year long that I'm not in on Tennessee. I don't trust them. They don't have their point guard. They don't really play basketball. It's just kind of physical stuff. And they almost lost to Louisiana in the first round. And they needed, like, an out-of-body experience from Olivier Kamwa in the second round to be able to get past Duke. A Duke team that has a bunch of freshmen that couldn't handle that physicality. Florida Atlantic's got older kids on that roster. They got guys that can shoot on that roster. They have guys that have dealt with some of that physical presence on that roster before. So I'm in on Florida Atlantic here. I think that they're going to find a way to win this game. And I don't trust Tennessee. I just can't do it. It's Rick Barnes in the tournament. I got a stat for you guys. You ready for this? In Rick Barnes' last 13 NCAA tournament games, do you know what his record is against the spread? 1-12. Only one time he's covered. They're only 4-point favorites tonight. So you either think that Tennessee's going to lose or they're going to win by a small margin. I'm going to take Tennessee to lose. I'm on Florida Atlantic winning.
Yeah, that's interesting because I hadn't been on Tennessee either when they lost their point guard in a terrible situation, non-contact, tearing his knee up. But, man, they just keep getting by, though. So we'll see what happens with the size and everything on the inside. The last one there, K-State, Michigan State. Marcus Noel, I think, is one of the best guards in the country, and he'll get going. Also, Johnson as well on the inside. But Michigan State, you know how it gets with Izzo in March. They're making another run. How you see that one?
So, the point guard you just mentioned, Marquise Noel, do you know what his handle is on Twitter? It's Mr. New York City.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Harlem. He grew up playing in Rucker Park. For the first time in his basketball life, he is going to be playing a game in Madison Square Garden as a kid that grew up as a Knicks fan. He's built for this moment. This is what he's been building up for his entire career, is to go into the Garden and to go win that game and put up 30. I think that K-State wins. I think that he puts on the show. It reminds me a little bit of another New York kid that made a run as a 3-seed, Kemba Walker, in 2011. That, I'm getting those kind of vibes from Kansas State and Marquise Noel. Everyone picks against him in every game, and they find a way to get it done. I'm picking a kid named Mr. New York City in Madison Square Garden. It's that simple. At some point, this Izzo run has to end, right? And everyone wants to talk about how many games he's won in the NCAA tournament. Jerome Tang is undefeated in the NCAA tournament as a head coach. How about that? He's never lost. How about that one, Clint? How about that stat, Clint?
Hey, Rob, look.
2-0, ain't he?
I know you're a betting man. I mean, the listeners could figure that out if they were tuned in right there a couple of minutes ago with you mentioning it. I know you're a betting man. Give me one bet tonight, man. Four ball games, one big bet that you're making.
So I have Gonzaga money line is my favorite bet, and then Florida Atlantic is after that. Those are the two that I'm sitting on. I like the underdogs here. I like the underdogs in those spots. I don't like the underdog in the opener here out in Vegas. but you know, that's just me. I might be a little biased on that one.
All right, Rob.
Yeah, Rob, I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Get in there and pull them old hogs through, huh?
All right.
Always a pleasure, Clint.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Rob Doster. Good luck with his Huskies tonight. Someone texted in, show, we all know you're secretly pulling for UConn. I'm not. I've already disclosed. I'm pulling the pain that I had in my heart and being the bigger person after having a week's worth of you all continuing to throw it in my face, you and the Drive family on the text line, and I'm pulling for your happiness.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. You're a smart guy. Look, I think you should. Come on over to the Hogway. Look, I'm confident. I'm overly confident.
Yeah.
I'm overly confident. By the way, that was Rob Doster with Field of 68. You can check out their stuff. Him and old Jeff Goodman, they do a good job. And their staff, they do a hell of a job on Field of 68, man. So stay plugged into college basketball through those guys. He is a UConn Husky, though. So today, we're enemies. Yeah. About 3 hours, we're enemies, Rob.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll see, man. We'll see what happens tonight. I feel it'll be an interesting game. All right. Coming up. Woo. We've talked about where Nick Caserio hasn't been. Well, he was at a pro day today. We'll talk about some of the players he potentially was looking at and maybe get some thoughts on that. And the NFL. Woo. They have dropped a memo about Lamar Jackson. We will discuss that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.